From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, labor and management at Samsung Electronics resume negotiations on the verge of an 18-day general strike planned for Thursday. A South Korean tanker is passing through the Strait of Hormuz after coordination between Seoul and Tehran. And heavy rains on Wednesday are expected to continue in most parts of the nation. Up to 150 millimeters of rainfall is forecast through Thursday along the East Coast. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Rosine Park. Labor and management at Samsung Electronics are holding another round of negotiations on the verge of an 18-day general strike planned for Thursday. After the announcement of a labor walkout following the collapse of talks earlier Wednesday, the Labor Ministry said the two sides are holding a meeting, mediated by the Minister of Employment and Labor, Kim Young-hoon. The talks are being held at the Gyeonggi District Employment and Labor Office from 4 p.m., The union wants the company to abolish the cap on bonuses set at 50% of annual salaries, allocate 15% of annual operating profit to bonuses, and institutionalize a bonus structure. Samsung Electronics said in an earlier statement that the union had insisted on what it called unacceptable demands that could damage the company's management principles. The strike at Samsung, if launched as planned, could shave up to a half percentage point off South Korea's economic growth this year, according to an analysis by the central bank. Foreign Minister Cho Hyun says a South Korean-flagged oil tanker is passing through the Strait of Hormuz following consultations with Iran. Cho gave the update Wednesday to the National Assembly's Foreign Affairs and Unification Committee. This marks the first passage of a South Korean ship in the key waterway since the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran broke out. The ship, named Universal Winner, is one of 26 South Korean ships that were stranded in the strait due to the war. The vessel carrying crude oil was on its way from Kuwait to Ulsan when it became stuck in the critical maritime choke point. The government has requested Israel to swiftly release and deport a South Korean activist who was aboard a Gaza aid flotilla that was intercepted by the Israeli military. A foreign ministry official said that Seoul has continuously asked Israel through various channels to ensure the swift release and deportation of South Korean nationals if boats carrying them are captured. Regarding activist Kim Ah-hyun, whose passport has been invalidated, the official said the ministry will work to get Kim home after she receives a travel certificate via the local embassy. The Korean flotilla for a Free Palestine said it confirmed that the French-flagged Lina al-Nablusi carrying Kim and Korean-American activist Jonathan Victor Lee was seized by Israeli forces in waters near Gaza at around 2:50 a.m. Wednesday, Korea Standard Time. On Monday, another Gaza aid boat carrying South Korean activist Kim Dong-hyun was seized by the Israeli Navy in waters off the coast of Cyprus.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
U.S. President Donald Trump said he was an hour away from ordering strikes on Iran, but suggested he might give the country a week.
No, I had made the decision. So they called up. They had heard I made the decision. They said, sir, could you give us a couple of more days? Because we think they're being reasonable.
How long is it for Iran to come?
Well, I mean, I'm saying 2 or 3 days, maybe Friday, Saturday, Sunday, something, maybe early next week, a limited period of time.
On Tuesday, while showcasing the construction of the new White House ballroom, Trump recounted his decision to delay a military attack that had been expected to take place that same day. While claiming that Iranian leaders were begging to make a deal, Trump said a new U.S. military action would deliver a, quote, big hit in the coming days. U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs Allison Hooker plans to visit South Korea in the coming weeks to launch bilateral working groups to implement agreements reached during last year's South Korea-U.S. summit. The State Department on Tuesday disclosed a plan in a press release regarding the results of a meeting held in Washington between Hooker and South Korea's first Vice Foreign Minister Park Yun-ju. South Korean President Lee Jae-myung and U.S. President Donald Trump held summit talks last October on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Gyeongju, where they finalized the terms of their trade, industrial cooperation, and security alliance. Key points of the security agreement include U.S. support for South Korea in building nuclear-powered submarines, as well as an expansion of South Korea's authority to enrich uranium and reprocess spent nuclear fuel.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Unification Minister Chung Dong-yong says setting a good precedent is the goal of welcoming North Korea's Daegu-hyang Women's Football Club to South Korea for a rare visit. Chung made the remark Wednesday during a full session of the National Assembly's Foreign Affairs and Unification Committee when asked how the ministry will link the latest visit with future inter-Korean relations. Earlier on Sunday, the North Korean team arrived in South Korea for the 2025-26 Asian Football Confederation Women's Champions League semifinals against Suwon FC Women, slated to be held Wednesday evening. Chung said the AFC sent him a letter and asked for cooperation for the semifinals to be carried out as a pure international sporting event that puts aside political situations. The minister said based on such requests, he decided not to attend the match. Heavy rains on Wednesday are expected to continue in most parts of the nation. According to the Korean Meteorological Administration, eastern coastal regions of Gangwon Province will receive up to 150 millimeters of rain through Thursday. The central region, North Gyeongsang Province's east coast and Jeju will get between 30 and 100 millimeters of precipitation, while the southern regions may get up to 80 millimeters of rain. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index shed 62.71 points, or 0.86% on Wednesday, to close at 7,208.95. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ lost 28.29 points, or 2.61%, to close at 1,056.07. The South Korean won strengthened against the U.S. dollar by 1-1, trading at 1,506.81 per dollar as of 3:30 p.m. And that's news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Rosine Park. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.
KBS World Radio.